This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
Time to take a deep breath and clear your mind. It's time for a spiritual chat with Love Keras. Listen in now for insight, meaning, and more. Love Keras, on now, only on RTFM.
Good morning, you're listening to Love Keras, and big thanks to RTFM for allowing me this space and this time and this place to have a chat with you all. Nice to, first week of February, that's gone so fast. Oh my God, time is like on a loop at the moment, just going bzzz, poof, here we go, here's another new beginning. And I love the way that works. So if you don't know me, my name is Keras, and I'm kind of well known for what I do. I'm a body worker by trade. I'm also a spiritual life coach, a healer. I'm not a healer. I help you heal yourself, which is a better way to explain it. But I'm pretty well known for what I do in the area, and this is a natural course of action the universe has decided, and I'm just going with the flow on everything I do. So today I've got the honor of meeting and introducing you to a friend that you may know, Mr. Rex Lovegrove. Hello.
Oh, kia
ora. How you doing?
Oh, hey, look, I'm doing really well. And that intro, geez, that it brings back some yumminess in relation to when I was steering the ship at Access Radio, Colours of the Heart. And well done for you for stepping into that you love.
Because that's
what
you.
A true choice is.
It absolutely is. You know, you can't. I've tried being somebody else so many times, and I can act for a little while, but then everything goes to custard unless you are true to yourself, and your authenticity will shine through whatever it is.
Correct. And I noted a study a little while ago, and I think it was related to Joe Dispenza.
Yeah.
And he made reference that the highest form of vibration in relation to the human heartbeat, to the human psyche, is authenticity.
100%.
And so when you step into that you do so well in relation to the show, that's what shines through. So, and that's what encouraged me to dance with you, if you like.
Ah, excellent. I like dancing. Put the moves on. Let's go. So tell me about yourself then.
Well, as you know, I was involved with Access for 4 years, Colours of the Heart, and I'm a big believer, if you like, that we all have a song to sing.
Yep.
And I know my true nature and purpose, and that is to bring humanness back into humanity.
Oh, yes.
And we're getting lost in the nonsense of Facebook and technology, and I'm not suggesting for a second that there isn't room for that.
Yeah.
But when we lose sight of who we innately are, then society is rocking somewhat. And so my intention, my goal, was always to provide a platform for people to sing their song.
Because
we all have a song to sing.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, some of us die with the music still in us.
This is true.
And so that's my purpose. That's a little bit about what I do, who I am. I work in the building industry, and one of my roles there is I reference men's stress levels.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, in the industry I work with or in, we have the highest suicide rate. And we're winning a race that we really don't want to win.
Mm-hmm.
And so my mahi, part of my mahi, is to notice that requires noticing. And in doing so, set up a healthcare plan.
Yep.
So that provides them with that necessary afi, that aroha, that's required in our world.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely required in my world. I've lived a colourful life, hence the reason Colours of the Heart.
Yep.
So I'm no stranger to a prison cell or a gang patch.
Yeah.
But that was a long, long time ago. And it's a story that's doesn't have the same bite anymore, and I'm grateful for that.
Yeah. You almost know when you've done the healing, when that sting doesn't hurt as bad as it used to.
Yeah, correct. And also, I from my perspective, and it is my perspective, is that when I realised that everything I did was about keeping safe, even though the outcome wasn't always felt like, you know, a safe place to land, everything I did was based on the need to keep safe, even the most outrageous behaviour. And ironically, when I really leaned into that, I realised that was just an act of love.
Yeah.
And I'm not against therapy. What I've come to realise for myself personally is that, you know, these aspects of our personality, and we try to get rid of them, but they were designed to keep us safe. And so there's a level of acceptance and acknowledgement in relation to a job they did, not always well, but the goal was always based on keeping us safe.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I've made peace with that required making peace with.
And that's a huge thing. And I think, I mean, in my line of work and my line of understanding, I mean, I've had a lot of teachers come in and out of my life. Three husbands have taught me amazing things about my responsibility to my own personal emotions.
Aye.
You know, because nobody can calm those emotions for you. You've got to learn to calm that beast by yourself. And it's not always an easy job.
And I love what you said about the beast, because sometimes it feels that way, eh?
Totally.
The beast.
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful thing.
Emotional control,
emotional
balance, using that beast as a vehicle, I suppose, because there's, you know, in my point of view, there's as much passion as anger. They're both on the same balance, but when you can use that beast and learn out the passionate side and get a job done, as opposed to the anger side, and throw everything out the bloody window. You've got an option. Which one is going to work best?
Beautiful.
Yeah. I have my own way with words. You'll find that one out.
Well, emotions, and it's really interesting, you know, because a lot of conventional therapy is on emotion, and I'm not suggesting that it isn't required to express that requires expressing.
Mm-hmm.
But our emotions don't necessarily tell us the truth.
No.
And when we can create some space outside of what we think and feel that we know, then we can enter into a world of possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always felt, and the people that I've worked with over the years, I've always felt that if you can get into a state of creativity and lean towards what you love, you are healing.
Yes.
Without having to turn over every stone in relation to a wrongdoing.
Yeah.
And I feel quite passionate about that.
Yeah. No, I don't think there's anybody out there who would disagree with that. There is absolutely 100% truth in what you're speaking. And it's the way, for me, that's, like you said, bringing the human back into, for me, I believe we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And that's where the emotional balance comes in.
Mm.
Because this physical is just a meat machine. It's just a tool. It's like we don't drive the car, or we drive the car doesn't drive us, yeah? So the emotional insides is what drives us into going left or right. Do we put the foot on the gas, or do we put the foot on the brake and slow down and enjoy the view?
Yeah, beautiful. And I find myself, and this is something, I don't always get this right, whatever right means, but when I'm in a state of what I call fear base, I never make a decision.
Yeah,
I never make a decision. I step back. I do what's required. I may take some breaths, but I definitely create some space between me and the noise in my head that is often preloaded with fear.
Yeah.
I've learned that in the most outrageous manners that when I react to those heavy duty emotions, rest assured, I've just set myself up for a car crash.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. Again, I think I follow the same kind of path. because when I'm in an area where a decision needs to be made, I will take my time and observe.
Mm.
Mm. Right. What's the scenery like?
Yeah.
Do I need to stay or do I need to go?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the only time that you can use true emotions to decide.
Yeah. Discernment, huh?
Yeah.
Because
it's not always about you either, is it? Half the time you were triggered by memories or once upon a time I would have done this, but I can't do that now.
Yeah.
Or somebody else will trigger an emotion, or you can trigger emotion in somebody else, and you're just the bearer.
You are
just the tree that's just been crashed into, you know?
I love what you stated there. I have a slightly different angle on that, is that I personally feel, and again, this is up for debate, that I draw people in to press my buttons so I can find a place of peace and love that requires loving in relation to what was stirred. And so when that happens to me, even though it's not always easy to comprehend, that person who's come in and pressed the buttons that were already there to be pressed has loved me, so I can actually note that needs to be loved. And that takes a high level of presence. And I don't always get it right, I can assure you on that. When I don't, I forgive myself anyway.
Yeah. and that's all you can do in that situation, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's no point beating yourself up for a decision that you made a long time ago that you're repeating patterns of.
Correct.
That's the time where you go back and you give that inner child a big hug and say, come on, mate, we got this. Let's fast forward 10 years and we can see how far we've come. And when you know that, you wouldn't want to react that way.
Yeah. And I look at it like this, and I love this, as I made reference, this dance.
Yes.
It's not just my mind's popping all over the place. For me, it's the fact that everything that happens to me is happening for me.
Yeah.
Happening for me. And it's a beautiful thing. It's an absolute beautiful thing. And I often think about, like, when I'm in a spin, I often think, okay, and I feel into the idea that I have no past.
Mm-hmm.
And if I have no past, because I had a past, but I don't have a past, I can't pick it up and say, here it is.
No.
I have a body,
but
I'm beyond my body.
Yes.
And so when I look at a perceived problem and I go, well, do I have a past? No. And then I look at that perceived problem and it ain't so big.
Yeah.
Because I'm coming from a place outside of my story.
Yeah.
And again, it's a work in progress.
Totally. Every single day. Every single day.
Yeah.
That's cool. I love that.
Yeah.
Ah. Shall we listen to some music? You got some music for me?
Yes, I have. A very creative man named Daniel Champagne.
Okay.
And he has this song that just resonates with me, and it's "That's Why I Still Chase the Sky."
Okay.
And it's related to dreaming, it's related to possibilities, it's related to imagination, it's related to all the things outside of what we think and feel that we know. And so I think it's just a real innocent, childlike, not childish, but childlike look at life.
Yeah.
And he's an absolute magician.
Ah, haven't heard this one. This is a new one for me. Thank you for the gift.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I'm still trying to hold the heart of this dream. It don't glitter like gold, to play out on a screen where the story ends, but we can just play it all over again. And I keep thinking back to when you'd ask me why I won't stray from this track I've been tracing all my time, and I couldn't say it. Felt like the only way. And the longer I go, the more I believe it, the stronger I grow, the more that I need it, and the more that I know, the more that I wonder why. And that's why I still chase the sky. doubt and dust in the hands of this highway. I still feel like a child staring at his first midnight sky. Back when our dreams were for keeps, every last one of those stars were in reach. And I told you I'd go bring him down someday. I guess those thoughts never changed. And the longer I go, the more I believe it, the stronger I grow, the more that I need it, and the more that I know, the more that I wonder why. And that's why I still chase the sky. And I know that it's so hard to leave this and go out alone, just to learn that we need it. But I'd rather let go than to grow old wondering why. And that's why I still chase the sky. You keep wondering why, but I'll be chasing the sky. You keep wondering why, but I'll be chasing the sky.
Oh wow, that I've never heard him before. He's like a one man band all by himself, man.
Yeah, he's pretty talented.
I love that.
Yeah. Well, as I made reference in the beginning of our interview, we will have a song to sing, and he's singing his song.
Yeah.
And he's bringing the magic of what's in his heart. He's bringing his heart to the world. And,
absolutely.
And yeah, for me, I totally connect with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And from my understanding, you were singing about the music's in your heart.
Mm.
Well, I've been singing since childhood. I used to write music and play guitar when I was 14. And then I got to this place where I was getting into rock, man. I didn't want to play the classical guitar anymore. I wanted to play the electric guitar. I wanted to play the songs all the bands. I could not find anybody to teach me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But instead of continuing, I didn't have the mental capacity to do it on my own at that point. I put the guitar down. Mm. I've never touched it again. I have not played the guitar since I was about 14, apart from a few strums when somebody pulls one up at a party. And that music, it didn't die. It's just carried on and carried on, like making that like a bee in my ear going bzzz. And you have to find a way of finding that music from childhood just to let that inner child play, eh? Because the children that we were the children that we were meant to be as adults, if that makes sense. If somebody held my hand at that point and say, come on then, let's go find you another teacher.
Yeah.
I would have gone 100% down that road. But as an adult, it's my job to find the teacher for that inner child now.
Beautiful corridor, and what's bounced up for me, revealed for me, for you, is that education, the true meaning of education, and I believe it's Latin, is to bring out.
Yes.
And we have an education system that works in the opposite scale of that.
It does.
Where it pushes information that may not be relevant. And a true teacher, what a true teacher is has the ability to actually notice that needs to be noticed and gently tickle
yeah,
the brilliance in the individual so they can express their heart to the world.
Yes.
And we don't have that in our society in the conventional sense. There are elements of that.
Yeah.
But in our systems, that's the opposite direction. And I, it's really interesting because one of the things that I, let's say, love to do is I teach the masculine how to tune into their intuition. And because it got lost through the act of education.
Yeah.
And there is a feminine and a masculine in all of us.
Yep.
And we've buried that, that requires to be, let's say, lifted up from the mud and the intention to live a life we love. And I'm always surprised when I run these play shops that when I support the men, hold space for them to actually go into that innocence, they're able to actually draw information that they didn't think was readily available because they've gone beyond the 2,000 bits that's based on the education. And I believe it was Joe Dispenza, Greg Braden was another one. They made reference that we process 2,000 bits through the five senses.
Yeah.
And when we slow down the heartbeat of who we are, and you can do it through breath, you can do it through meditation, certain practices, we open ourselves up to the art of innocence, and we were all in that place where we didn't know, and then we received information that provided us with the knowing, and it's a beautiful thing. So when you talk about, you know, the guitar and bringing that magic into the world, you do it differently through the art of podcasts. We have a song to sing, and it got buried through the act of education. And I'm not attempting to make that wrong, and there are some very good teachers out there working in a system that's broken.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm glad you brought that up, because that's something I'm very passionate about, because my purpose in life is to bring humanness back into humanity.
Yeah.
And education does the opposite of that.
Well, I actually homeschooled my son for a few years because of that reason. And when I did that, I found that I could allow my son to learn by choosing what he wanted to learn through play and through experimenting and just going crazy and doing your own thing, you know? So what if the paint gets on the walls? So this is not my wall, I don't mind. But you know what I mean? But the hardest part about going back to your, again, I'll refer to it as inner child, trying to convince that inner child that it's okay and you need to learn this thing. It's like forcing math down their throat, for instance.
Yeah.
It'll never work unless that child is interested in learning maths. And as an adult, that child has grown up not wanting to learn maths and fighting every single option.
Yeah.
But you're, as an older child, going back and say, but it's really important you do this. We've going to learn it one way or the other. Might as well do it easy now than harder later on.
Yeah. And making fun of an activity that didn't feel like fun in the first place can actually help the process of learning. Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, it's good. Really good. So what's next on the agenda for you then?
Well, as I made reference, I'm doing what I call play shops.
Yeah, I'm interested to hear more about this.
Yeah, well, it's creating a space, and it's really interesting because a mutual friend of ours, Ty, came on board. And I just need to share this story because it's so relevant. And he had just recently, a few days, made up some business cards, right? And he had them in his back pocket. And another gentleman who was new to the process. But I encourage them to let go of what they think and feel they don't know. And there's some practices that actually bring you to that place. And so they got into a state of innocence and childlike, and they linked to one another's heart, the field, the field of possibilities.
Yeah.
And this gentleman, I haven't had his permission, but I know that Ty, based on my relationship and your relationship, he's okay with me sharing this.
Yes.
But the data he picked up in regard to our brother, he made reference of a bow and arrow. And he was, so I don't know what this means. And I says, good. Just continue to speak into that you notice.
Yeah.
And you can continue to give details in relation to what this means. Now, Ty was being very like poker face about this because that's the goal. You don't want to give any clues. That's why when I do readings, I never look anyone in the eye because I do not want to be manipulated related to emotions.
Yeah.
And I just speak so in that way it flows out in a manner in which has been of service.
Yes.
Because that's part of the intuition process is to be of service.
Yes.
And when you get that permission to enter the field, then you're able to actually really dance.
Yes.
And so when he finished this reading, this is the first time this gentleman had ever leaned into this mahi. Toya opened his mouth and then pulled out this card. It was a bow and arrow. And the details that he referred to as far as this bow and arrow were so on the money.
Yeah.
Toy was gobsmacked, but the gentleman who gave the reading was equally gobsmacked because he went outside of the 2,000 bits based on his five senses and he was able to link to the genius that was presented to him in regard to Toy. It was a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And so I'm supporting men to actually lean more into that. And that weekend, and I still get feedback in relation to what took place, was somewhat profound in relation to them stepping outside of this mental perception of how the world is.
Yeah.
And just to see these men vied up in a manner in which was second to none.
Yes.
It's a beautiful thing. A beautiful thing.
I love that you're doing this because for the feminine, we are naturally expected to share these thoughts with our friends. Oh, my friend, I'm in this problem, I'm in this situation, and I don't know what to do. And we're allowed to let it go. We're allowed to cry about it, laugh about it.
Yeah.
Or your friend will kick you up the arse and it's like, oh, come on now, you know better than that. You know the truth.
Yes.
But when it comes to the masculine, you're expected from a young age, boys don't cry, boys don't share, boys, I've just got to put up and shut up, eh?
Yeah.
And it takes somebody like you to stand up and say, no, you don't.
No.
It's okay. In fact, it's necessary because it's like having a bottle of champagne on the table, eh? And every time this emotion starts airing up, it's like you go and give this massive big shake and put it back down on the table, right? Yeah. I'll be fine now. And then you go back and you say, oh, it's happened again, and you give it another shake. And the only consequence of that action is a wet ceiling.
It has
to happen. It's going to go one way or the other. Let it go safely and enjoy your glass of champagne.
I love that. Yeah, love that. Beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for sharing all that because that's brilliant. That's brilliant. And,
Well, intuition is our first language.
Yeah.
It's our first language.
Yeah.
And we all have it readily available. But for various reasons, which I'm not going to go too deep down the rabbit hole, life doesn't promote that is innately who we are. One of our greatest fears, as far as I'm concerned, greatest fears, far more greater than rejection and abandonment, far more greater than a loss of a loved one, from my perspective, is stepping into our magnificence.
Mm-hmm.
People are terrified.
Yes.
Because there was a moment in time that we downloaded when we were at our absolute best. And I've worked with many people who have experienced, let's say, the dark side of life. And prior to them actually being traumatized, they were in a state of grace.
Yeah.
They were happy. And then a swing smacked them in the face and a big person didn't act appropriately in relation to what they were feeling and experiencing in that moment. And then they came to some conclusions, some judgments about themselves. And then they orientated in a way to keep themselves safe.
Mm.
And in doing so, they never lean into their magnificence because they've associated with being brilliant to pain.
Yeah.
And it's an illusion, but it's an illusion that's kept them safe.
Yeah.
And intuition, when you start to lean into it, and there is a level of courage. But often, when I'm working with men, and it sort of it feels anti-intuitive when I say don't trust, and they go, what? And I says, don't trust. I says, when in your life have you really trusted yourself or anybody else? I says, when you get an image, when you get a thought, speak into it. Yeah. Don't wait for trust to turn up, because you might be waiting for a long, long time.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the hardest part is believing, eh? The hardest part.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, this I cannot relate to a masculine life, because obviously I'm feminine in this body.
Yeah.
But energy is still the same. It's like when as a female, okay, the only time I have ever been trusted that everything's going to be okay when it's me, myself, and I.
Yeah.
As soon as somebody else sent us that picture and said, you can't do that.
Yeah.
What do you think you're doing? You can't do that. Look, you're a wee puny feminine person. You can't lift that heavy box. And so the feminine goes, oh, okay, please lift it for me, sir. You know, that type of thing. And a feminine can only be, a woman can only allow the feminine in when she feels safe by a masculine. And vice versa, I guess. The masculine can only feel safe when they allow a feminine to enjoy that ride as well.
Yeah, and without judgment, people are confused about, you know, the masculine and feminine.
Yeah, because we are part of the same. It is the same. It's just an emotional process.
Aye.
Allow your masculine to take over, or allow your feminine to play too.
Yes. Beautiful.
I love that. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Well, there we go.
It's my song.
Yeah, yeah. We'll talk about songs. Have we got one?
Yeah, well, The Man in the Mirror by Michael Jackson.
Oh, yes.
And it's pertinent for me because it's about self-responsibility.
Yeah.
And I think that's, and education has taught us not to be.
Yeah.
Because it fucking hurts. No. It hurts.
Certainly does.
In a world that isn't always friendly.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's absolute. I'm just saying that based on the trauma and what we've associated and with the corridor that I spoke into a moment ago, we've associated it, pain with happiness. So let's not get too happy.
Yeah.
And self-responsibility isn't a big stick that we use to beat across. It's about actually taking ownership of what's possible rather than what we think and feel that we know.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I tell you what, if there's one thing I have learned in my life, anything is possible if you dive into it.
Aye.
Absolutely anything. You've only got to worry about your imagination.
Yes.
Let's listen to that song now. That's perfect.
Thank you.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? A son of disregard, a broken bottle top, and one man's soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know. Realize
Michael Jackson, he's a special man. Very special. Again, misunderstood by a lot of people, but that energy that comes from that voice, the heart, the soul, it's special. It's magic, eh?
Well, he's leaning into what he loves, which is his creativity. And it's expressed through, you know, the songs and the dance. And he's a complete performer. Complete performer. And and I just love the message in relation to, you know, the man in the mirror or the woman in the mirror.
Yeah.
Because it tells us the truth.
Yeah, the soul.
Yeah, tells us the truth. So, yeah, beautiful, beautiful waiata.
Excellent choice. Well, we've come to the part where we pull some cards and do a little reading for whoever needs to hear it today. And... come on, what have we got to say today? I'm using my deck of cards, so... Oh, fell out. Interesting. As usual, my cards tend to follow a theme of the conversation that we're having today. And what is that theme of conversation, may I ask? So the first card, not everyone's cuppa. Not everybody will... want to be like you, or want to be for you, or want to be with you, but that's okay, because not everybody likes coffee. Not everybody likes tea.
And isn't that profound considering our corridor?
Yes.
A moment ago, eh?
You are the only person that you need to worry about is yourself. The only person that you need to worry about is in your head, because that's the only thing that you can't ever walk away from or run away from or fight. You can beat yourself up in the mirror, but those thoughts are never going to change unless you change those thoughts. So it's okay not being the most popular person.
Beautiful.
And then the card that came off it then was trust. They both of them come out together, and it's all about trusting that intuition, trusting the energy that whatever comes out is meant to come out. Whatever doesn't work is meant not to work. And just go with the flow and trust what's yours and what's not. You'll always get that push in one direction. You'll either get that push, turn left or turn right.
Well, what's really nice about what you've just referenced from where I sit is that whenever we lean more towards what we prefer, everything between us comes up to be loved.
Yeah.
And it's called creative tension.
Yes, yes.
And tension requires resolution. And sometimes that resolution just returns back to what's comfortable rather than leaning into more of that that you prefer. And I believe you've spoken into that tenfold in relation to not only this interview, but that pause time where you and I dance together.
I know, I'm terrible for dancing in the middle of the show. I say I try to keep my mouth shut, but all the good stuff comes out.
Well, you're just too busy being you, right?
Yes. Way too busy being me. And I, do you know what? I wouldn't have it any other way. The other card that came out, and these came out together as well, not my first rodeo. And we did speak a little bit about this earlier on. This card, it's a woman on a horse, like in a rodeo, yeah? She's having a real old time. The horse is bucking, and she's just holding on for grim life with a big smile on her face. Because she knows that horse isn't getting triggered by anything that she's doing. What she can't see is the snake on the floor in front of the horse. Aye. That horse sees that snake and goes, oh my God, it's a snake. So I mentioned about this earlier on, but whatever's going on in your life, if somebody is upset with you, you are just the person in front of them at that time who they can take it out on, because you can't see the snake that's actually triggered them. You've just got to hold on and enjoy the ride. And then the last card here, Unleashed. This is my favorite card, or one of them. I got a few, but this is one of my favorite cards in the deck, because this shows how she's already walked past so many problems. She's already, right, I've sorted that one out. I've sorted that one out. I've sorted that one out. I understand that one. I understand why that happened. And here I am in my fullness. And that chain that's tied me to all those mental issues, all those situations that kept me locked down, those snakes in front of me that nobody else could see, that I would react to, they've all gone. They've all slithered away. And now I'm reclaiming my power and just going for gold. I'm just winging it. Following joy, following what feels right.
Singing your song.
Singing my song at the top of my voice and karaoke with all my friends watching.
I love that. Beautiful, beautiful.
So that's just a little bit of intuition today. And I hope that whoever's listening today will get something from that and take it with them, and yeah, try not to stress about the small stuff. Realize that only you can be you can only hold yourself accountable for what's going on in your mind. Try not to push that onto anybody else.
Amen.
So have you got one more song that you want to play before we leave this town?
Yes, well, a change is gonna come.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from a group called Playing for Change. And it was born out of a whole lot of people who were in around the world, and they made connections and they created these podcasts where they were playing all over the world, separate venues, and they grouped it all together.
Nice.
And it was about bringing that international harmony.
I think I remember you seeing that when it all came out.
Yeah, it's quite profound. This particular snippet is when they finally got together and played in concert.
But cool.
Yeah. And because change is inevitable.
Oh, yeah. It's the only thing you can expect.
It's inevitable, yeah. Beautiful.
Right. I'm going to find that and play it.
Oh, That's a crazy boy. Change, 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 change. I'm not talking about pocket change. Change is gonna come. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Clarence Baker and Grandpa Elliot. Fire!
Changes definitely do. A change is coming. And I tell you what, bring it on.
I love your enthusiasm.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. Yeah. That's all you can do is focus on the positive. I know, I don't know how you feel about astrology and stuff like that, but the Chinese astrology, we've just got rid of the snake and now the fire horse is on his way.
Right.
And I tell you what, he's going to just jump over the snakes. It's not going to be a problem.
Love that.
And focusing on what you want to achieve instead of thinking, oh, I wish I'd done this or I wish I'd done that. There's only one regret that I've ever had in my life. What if?
Mm.
What if I hadn't have done this? What if I did do this? What if I should have done that? What ifs? There's no point in what ifs. Just grab the bull by the horns and just do it.
Sing your song, eh?
Sing your song. Sing your songs. Get your tambourine and your guitar. Just do it. What's the worst possible? What could happen? You know, what else could go wrong? Why not?
Aye. Yes. Beautiful.
All right, Rex, we're going to have to toodle off now. I could talk to you for hours and hours and hours, I think. I think there's definitely a part two in the situation. And, just got to thank Heart FM for giving me this opportunity for doing so and bringing this manifestation into focus.
Beautiful, beautiful. I love your show. And we're living and leaning into exciting times, and your enthusiasm is contagious. So thank you for allowing me to dance with you on this.
You're very welcome. Very welcome. And yeah, maybe next time I'll play guitar.
Love that.
Love to you all. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.